She's failing a date at the age of 28.
Hello, welcome back to How Not to Date at 28. I am turning 32 next week and I don't really have that many crazy stories for you this week or this year, seeing as this is sort of becoming an annual tradition now. This episode, I fear, is going to be so tame, even your grandparents could listen to it. Although I'm not consistent with posting episodes, I am very consistent in being single and being shit at dating, so you can always count on me for that. Once again, I've had a giant acne rash. I can't remember if I've spoken about this before, but every now and then, maybe like twice a year, I get like a massive acne flare up and it'll be like lower half of my face, all down my neck and all over my chest, like right to my boobs. Oh my God, it is so gross and awful. And it literally looks like I've just got this like angry rash. It's like so red and then I've got like pussy spots. Oh my God, awful. So I've had that the past couple of months and it has just cleared up, thank God. But I had it a few times last year as well. Basically when I get really stressed at work and like with life and stuff, it like completely flares up. And obviously I don't feel like dating when that happens. So I just have this awful rash and I'm just like, how do I cover this? And if I put makeup on it, it becomes really like itchy and sore. So I just leave it. I just leave it for the whole world to see. So yeah, it's finally cleared up. I'm back on the apps as of a couple of weeks ago. I've been talking to a couple of people and I was like, do you know what? It's time. It's nearly summer. I'm getting that summer bod ready. I know people hate it when you talk about summer bod, but for me, I'm like, I need the motivation to get back in the gym and like love myself. So yeah, so I'm using summer as my motivation and also to just like start dating again. Well, that was my plan anyway. I'd been speaking to this one guy who I thought was great and we'd lined up a date for yesterday. So I'm recording this on Easter Monday and I'm hoping I'm going to post this today. So happy Easter, happy April Fool's Day. But, you know, don't know how long this is going to take me to edit and so could come out another time or you could be listening to this months in the future. Either way, yesterday I planned to go on a date with this guy who seemed great. He seemed a bit edgy and I was a bit like, okay, like, is edgy my vibe? I'm not sure. Let's try it out. Anyway, we've been chatting loads on the app and I think this was on Hinge. And then it comes to the morning of the date. We were going to meet at 3 o'clock at the pub and he texts me at like 1 o'clock being like, I'm really sorry, I can't do this. And I was like, oh shit. Oh, and he put like a heartbreak emoji. So I was like, God, what's happened? Like, is he okay? What's going on? So I replied and I was like, no worries. Hope everything's okay. And just left it at that because I was just thinking like, do you know what? If something bad's happened, I don't want to roast him for it. But also, I don't know if he just wasn't feeling it. So I was like, do you know what? No hard feelings, whatever. Anyway, he then sent back like a long reply that was basically like he's not over his ex. And I was like, oh shit, that's so hard, isn't it? I can't be mad at that because he's been honest. But then also it's so annoying, like why be on the apps if you're not over your ex? So obviously we didn't go on the date. So we spoke a bit on Hinge yesterday just to be like, you know, it's fine. Appreciate the honesty. Maybe just like go do some work on yourself and then try dating again. Maybe not with me, but with someone else. So that was fun. That would be my first date in like months, maybe even this year. I haven't been on any dates this year yet. So, oh my God, we're 4 months in. That is so depressing. So unlike me as well. Normally I'm like well in there with the dates. But I guess work has kind of taken over my life recently. And I love that you guys have been on this journey with me. I feel like when I started this podcast, I was still working in factual TV and I was like a runner or a researcher or something. And now I'm production managing and it's going really well. I don't know if you watched the Post Office show, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, but that was the show I production managed last summer and it was epic to work on. And as you can tell from the response all over the news and they've changed the law and everything on it since it's come out, it has just been wild. So extremely proud to have worked on that, but obviously stuff like that does take over your life when you're working on it. And I'm working on something similar again at the moment, another ITV drama. And there's just no time for anything else when you're working on stuff like that. So less dating, more working, but I'm trying to balance it out. Or I was trying to until that guy cancelled on me yesterday. So I'm back on the apps. I've got no rash. Well, for now. Maybe it'll come back up again next week when I stress myself out again at work. So yeah, as long as the rash doesn't come back, I will be back on the dates. I need to find another way to be stressed. Like when my stress comes out, I feel like other people have such better ways of dealing with it. Why do I get a rash? I also have this really fun thing where I just cry when I'm stressed and tired. And like everyone in the office just knows this now about me, that I will just start crying. And I won't even be upset. It's just my eyes just start leaking. And I think everyone's just like, right, okay, here she goes again. And then my favourite saying is, it's just my eyes crying, not my emotions. So that's great. This happened so much to the point where I bumped into a producer the other day who I worked with 2 years ago, back in, the summer of 2021. What's that? 3 years ago. Jesus. I bumped into him at the theatre and I was with my family and he was with his family and was like introducing each other. And he was like, oh, Phil, the last time I saw you, I think you were crying in a field, weren't you? And I was like, no, why? Why is that the thing you have to remember about me? But it was true. The last time this producer, who's an amazing producer, by the way, and I'm hoping to work with again soon, So the last time I saw him, I was leaving the job because I'd got COVID and had to go into quarantine. I was really unwell and I'd like forced myself into work. So I was like, I'm fine. I've just got a cold, but I actually had like a fever and everything. And then they did a COVID test and lo and behold, I did have COVID and had to go home and quarantine. Didn't give it to anyone else though. You'll be thrilled to hear. So that was good. I don't know why I'm sharing that. I just thought, you know, it's a nice embarrassing encounter for me. I'm like introducing my family to this like important producer and he's like, you cried in a field. I'm like, yes, that is something I would do. I'm trying to think what other embarrassing things have happened recently. I know there's been a few and I was basically single for like the whole of 2023, but I sort of managed to have about 3 breakups in 2023. I don't know how this happens to me. I'm like not even seriously dating and yet I end up doing like full on breakups with people because it either just becomes like too intense or like, I don't know. Things didn't work out with any of the people I dated, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be single and this podcast would not exist. So, you know, I've got to consistently break up with people. Otherwise, the podcast would be no more. I suppose the only situation that wasn't an epic breakup was the guy from the Riot Van date. That wasn't even like an epic finish. That was like we went on 2 dates, which actually both dates were really nice, but we didn't like kiss or hold hands. It was all very kind of friend zone vibes and I really didn't know where we kind of stood with each other, and I think he was probably thinking the same, and I'm just not a tactile person, so I think he was probably like, does she fancy me, does she not? And I really couldn't gauge him either. So then he just texts me after our second date being like, not feeling it, it's not for me. Yeah, but it was like nice to hang out. And I was like, yeah, fair play. I'm kind of glad he said that because I was also thinking the same thing. But it's so hard to know, isn't it? And I feel like you need to go on a few dates to figure it out sometimes. But yeah, we just didn't click. So that was like a really fine, fine end to things. Yeah, everyone else, it feels like I've had to do some sort of like brutal, savage end to it. So what else have I been up to other than breaking up with people? I have been to Ireland, which was great. I was absolutely convinced that I was going to meet my husband. Me and my friend went for New Year and it was so much fun. If you want something really fun and silly to do for like New Year or just any time really, we went for New Year and it was so good. Dublin, really fun. Cork, really fun. And you get the train in like a couple of hours between the two. So you can like actually see a bit of Ireland. I mean, a very tiny bit of Ireland. So much more to discover and I very much plan on doing a road trip very soon. It did make me realise though that I just don't have the stamina for nights out anymore. We absolutely ruined ourselves over there. We drank such an obscene amount and were out the whole time. And I was just thinking like, oh my God, when I was 22, I could go out every night on like 1 hour's sleep and be absolutely fine. And on this trip, oh my God, I was destroyed. We went out and we did have some really good nights, but oh my God, just can't do it anymore. And to be fair, we did speak to a lot of people, make a lot of friends, but didn't meet my husband. I feel like gone are the days of like someone coming over with like some lame pickup line and then you just get chatting. Like, I feel like that just doesn't happen anymore. Like, I can remember being in clubs and I would have like a lame pickup line. It wasn't even just the guys that got to the girls. Like, I would happily go up to someone and be like, I can't remember if I've told this story before. I must have told it, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but It is quite funny. So I was once in a club, I can't remember which club, somewhere in central London, and Jack Whitehall was there. Shout out to Jack if you're listening. He absolutely won't be listening. Jack Whitehall was in the club and I somehow got chatting to him. We were in this like same room or whatever together. I get chatting to him and he's like, oh, I think I'm going to leave. I've got heartburn. And I was like, oh, that's such a shame. I was like, well, I've got some Gaviscon back at mine if you want to come back. And weirdly enough, he said no. He turned that down, which is very shocking. I know. Didn't want the Gaviscon. Weird. So, you know, just like a casual line like that, like, how could you say no to that? I also, whilst I'm name dropping, also saw Richard Madden in a club, you know, the one from Game of Thrones and stuff. Very good looking, quite short in person, or like, probably not that short. He's probably like the same height as me. But anyway, I was really drunk. This is in the Box in Soho. So that's where all the like famouses hang out, apparently. I've only been there once or twice, maybe. Maybe that's where I saw Jack Whitehall. Anyway, I saw Richard Madden stood on his own at the side of the dance floor and I waltzed up to him and I was like, you look exactly like Richard Madden. And he was like, yeah, I get that a lot. And I can't remember what else was said, but we shook on being best friends. I was like, do you want to be best friends? And he was like, yeah. And then we shook on it. How weird, like what a weird person I am, like thinking I can just go up and make best friends with Richard. But we are best friends now, so I don't think he'll remember that, but that's okay. I hope one day I work with him and I can remind him of that and he'll have no recollection and it'll be great. I obviously will not ever be reminding him of that, even if we work together and actually do become best friends, because it's so embarrassing. I also had a situation a couple of weeks ago at work where we were working with an actress who I'd worked with maybe like 10 years ago on a film, which, do you know what? I'm not even going to name names of any of it because it narrows the person down too much. So I'd worked with this girl years ago and I was like, oh, she'll remember me. Like we became friends. I bumped into her a couple of weeks after that job 10 years ago. She like hugged me, blah, blah, blah. Basically best friends. And then on this job, I went up and I was like, hey, so good to see you. Remember we worked together on this thing? And she was like, oh yeah, obviously didn't remember me. And we like had a quick catch up about the job or whatever. And then towards the end of the conversation, she just went, what's your name again? Such a humbling experience. It's always nice to just be, you know, brought back down to earth again, you know? I always appreciate that. So shout out to that actress who was not afraid to just ask my name, even though I thought she would know it. But that's okay. Do you know what? They meet a lot of people and I am not that memorable. So it's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, honey. I think my only other awkward thing that's happened recently, off the top of my head, is that I was in Battersea Park with my friends, sat at the Pear Tree Cafe. Don't know if you've been. Lovely spot. There's like a heron that just like hangs out there. Would absolutely recommend. 10 out of 10. And was sat there with my friends and the bum hair guy was sat behind me. You remember bum hair. I can't remember what episode it is, like 3 or 4. Probably my grossest story, but also the funniest. Like really makes me laugh sometimes when I think about it. And he was sat a few tables away and I couldn't remember his name, which is so bad. In my head, he's just bum hair boy. So I was like, oh God. And then I said to my friends, I was like, that's bum hair boy. He sat behind us. And they were like, oh my God, is it definitely? And I was like, I don't know, because his back was to us, but I was like, I think it is. Then we just see him like lean over to his friends and they're like whispering and then they all look over at me and then they all laugh. So he was obviously telling them who I was. So that was nice. Didn't say hi, thank goodness, because I couldn't remember his name and I didn't want to be like, hi, bum hair boy, how have you been? Because people don't like that. I think the only other thing I have to talk about today is a sort of failed breakup that I had earlier this year or end of last year. I can't remember. Either way, recently, my most recent failed dating experience. Oh no, not again. Essentially, I'd been dating this guy for a little while, not that long. Like, we'd been on a few dates. It was a lot for me, but like, literally nothing for the average human who goes on a normal amount of dates and then has a relationship. So this is a friend of a friend. I'd known him for a little while and then asked him out because classic, he didn't ask me out, but whatever. we went on a few dates, all going really well, and then I decided that I didn't want to date him anymore. So then I was like, right, we've got to end it. We weren't far enough in that it was like we needed to end it in person, and we didn't really do phone calls. So I was like, I'm going to send him a text. I'm going to do the mature thing and send him a text, which, looking back on it now, was stupid for two reasons. One, slightly immature, but two, what I'm going to tell you now. So I had just bought a new phone, and I was like switching my phones around and stuff on, I think it was like a Sunday afternoon. You know, I mean, like having an admin day, I was switching up my phones, and I was like putting my new SIM in my new phone and all of that stuff. So I'd done all of that, and then I was like, right, I've got to send this text to him. So planned it out, sent the text, all good. Sent it off, and then realised that my WhatsApps hadn't like fully carried over from my old phone. So I was like, oh, okay, right. Well, like Googling what to do, and it was like, you put your SIM back in the old phone, and then you do this like backup thing, and then whatever. Anyway, so I start switching my phones around again, and then it like wipes a load of my WhatsApps, and I was like, oh fuck, like where have they gone? Then I had to like re-back them up again. Anyway, during this process, I didn't get a text back from the guy who I've just brutally dumped via text. But I didn't know if he'd replied, and during this process of like switching the SIMs, that like, I didn't know if that message had been erased. Like, I couldn't see my message anymore, and I couldn't see if he'd replied. So I couldn't see if it got like a double tick. I literally was like blind to the knowledge of if he had replied or not. So then by the Sunday evening, I've like got my phone up and running. I've got all my WhatsApps back, and I can see my message again, but it doesn't have a double blue tick, and he's not replied. So I was literally like, fuck, he could have replied something really nice, or like he could have tried to call me, but my phones were like resetting for ages. Like, I just didn't know. So I was like freaking out a bit, because I felt really guilty. But then also I was like, maybe he is just being really stubborn and doesn't want to reply. Anyway, so I left it, and then it got to like the Tuesday, and he still hadn't replied, and I was like, shit, I've got to message him again and be like, are you okay? Anyway, I spoke to some friends, and they talked me out of doing that, because they were like, don't double text him, because it might have just hurt his pride, you know? So I was like, fuck, okay, I won't message him. But I was so paranoid until that weekend, still no reply. But I bumped into one of his friends who's like our mutual friend. Oh my God. So awkward. I was like, shit, he'll obviously know that we've like ended things. Anyway, so we like sort of avoided each other for like most of the day, which is so uncomfortable. And it's a friend's birthday as well. So like, you know, everyone knows each other, and they all knew this guy as well. So I was like, oh, this is so awful. The moral of this story is don't date friends of friends, because it will come back to haunt you. But actually, do you know what's good is you can actually get answers sometimes, and this is a good instance of that. So I'm then talking to this mutual friend, and I was like, oh, did you hear what happened with me and this guy? Oh, should have given him a code name. Why didn't I do that? No, there's no time. There's no time for a code name. Anyway, so his friend is like, oh, I heard what happened with you guys. He said that he broke up with you last weekend. And I was like, excuse me? He broke up with what? And he was like, yeah, he said he broke up with you last weekend. And I was like, no. And then I was like, right, I can do one of two things here. I can be really mature and just leave it and be like, yes, you are correct, he broke up with me. Or I can be a dick and really ruin his life more. So I went with option two, and I was like, yeah, no, that's not what happened. I ended things with him, and he has just never texted me back. Anyway, that obviously got back to him, because then the next day he replied and was like, oh my God, so sorry. Before I knew it, a week had passed. I was like, are you kidding me? Obviously, he was hurt, and I get that, but I'm like, don't do that. Anyway, so the moral of this whole story is, if you're going to break up with someone via text, which I do think is fine, to be fair, if you're going to do that, then don't swap your SIMs out at the same time, because it will fuck with your head. And you will forever wonder if they've replied or not, which actually maybe is a good thing, because then you don't, if they do just ghost you after that, then you just don't know. Anyway, either way, don't do that. So those are my wise words for today. You are very welcome. I actually have nothing else to share. I feel like nothing that awful has happened. So I'm probably due something crazy. And if that happens, I will be sure to do another episode. If not, I will see you in about a year's time, I guess. If you could like and subscribe, share with all your friends, that would be amazing. Thank you very much for listening and bearing with me and then just joining for my annual episodes. Really love that you're here. Have a great day, have a great week, have a great year. Speak to you soon. Bye. She's failing again.